السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, elders, respected listeners, I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the blessing of mercy upon our final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and all those who follow him until the day of resurrection. This Quran ayat that in the previous session I recited, it's the ayat of Surah Kahf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in there is telling the believers, or telling in that ayat specifically, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsak ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum, that your nafs, your self, make your nafs do sabr and stay with the people who call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this verse after the incident Allah mentions about the Surah Kahf, about those seven people to save their iman. They went away from the community and ran away and then hid in the cave. This is the incident after Allah mentions this ayat. After this incident, meaning that a person to save iman, you know, a person in Allah's eyes, iman, one of the remedies, one of the ways to protect our iman is our company. The people who you stay with, people who you hang around with, people who we spend the time with, this is what will do is affect our iman. And the people with weak iman, people of the dunya, people of the world, they will affect our hearts. When our hearts are affected, we will become like them. So Allah Ta'ala said, wasbir nafsak, your nafs, keep steadfast of your nafs. With whom? مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّكَ, with those people who call their Rabb. They call your Rabb. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّكَ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي, in the morning and in the evening. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, and the reason for their calling, their praying, is يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, they seek Allah's pleasure. They seek Allah's radhamandir. وَجْهَ, وَجْهَ, Allah's face, meaning Allah. They seek Allah's pleasure. وَلَا تَعَدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, and don't turn your eyes away from them. The Prophet Abdullah ibn Masud's hadith, he says, I was sitting, and there were many other sahabas, they were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the leaders of the Quraysh, they came. He says, we can't sit with these people. Why do you want to sit with us? We are the respected people. You have, you know, the slaves, there are some of them who are not even from the Quraysh. Some is from Rome. Salman is from Faris. Salman is from Persia. The other, Suhaib al-Rumi, Suhaib is from Rome, Bilal is from Habisha. They're not from us, they're not our people. Sit with us, we will sit with you if you leave and abandon them. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did in his heart, maybe wanting to sit with them to give them da'wat, for da'wat reason. But this ayat says, وَلَا تَعَدُوَيْنَا, don't turn your eyes away from these people who are pious. They're good company, the company affects us. The people who you stay with, people who we stay around with, 24 hours, who are we spending over most of the days with? Is it with the people who are calling to Allah, or is it people of dunya? If we stay with the people of dunya, the dunya will come into our hearts. We stay with the people of deen and religion, people who are close to Allah, then the people of Allah, the Allah will come to our heart. it's not only, you know, physical. Today, in days, we are in a, you know, metaphysical, the world of the social media that we are living in, the world of mobile phones. You know, we are living, and the people who we are, you know, on TikTok, whether it is on Facebook, whether it is on Instagram, we are following people. And we have so many people who are, we are following. When you follow them, what happens? Their video keeps on appearing. When they post a video up, we get a notification, this video. Every time their video, they are posting up, and then we are there watching them. And we're watching the same people, and some videos that we like, we will subscribe to their channel, or we will like, and then the algorithm will work out that this person likes these kind of videos, and the same type of videos will keep on coming. This is how the phones work. It's a way, you know, we should make sure our algorithm, the time we spend on these videos, and it works out, the algorithm on the phone, it works out how much time we spend on a picture and a video. So if you're spending, say, 10 to 15, 20 seconds, the algorithm, it works out that this person or the person using the phone, it likes these type of resources, these type of work or these type of videos. And then what it will do, it calculates and it will keep on posting. Or on your, when you go on YouTube or you will see on your Facebook or even TikTok, those type of videos will keep coming. So we have to make sure the algorithm does not read our wrong stuff. Once we look at the wrong video, which is haram videos, you know, things that are haram, we look at those type of videos, what that will do is it will read, the algorithm will read that this person like this, and those type of videos will come up. If we read, or if you are watching the videos of batil type of videos will come up. This is how it's a source of fitna. You know, when we read, we have fitnas in our pocket, we have fitna, we are in the rooms and we are addicted to the phones, and we are so glued onto it, we'll be spending hours doing gunas. We don't need to go out to do guna, we can do the guna, we are doing the guna, even sitting in the masjid we can do guna, we are doing gunas. This is how we have to be very careful, we have to be disciplined, phone, how we use it, how we are using our phone, mobile phones, and any other devices that we use. It's very important that the algorithm does not read the wrong things or picks up the wrong information, and then that type of information is posted on our YouTube or Facebook, Instagram or TikTok, whatever we are on with. The best cure is the less, if you don't need to be on these social media platforms, the less we are on these platforms, this is more better for us. If the less that we are away from this, because then we are not glued onto it, or we are not given a posting those videos, the less we are on these social media, it is better for us. It's the best way for cure, because it's there when you are going to go on it. So anyway, when we are watching these videos and we like certain type of video, we keep on scrolling and we keep watching those type of videos. And the person we are listening to, the person or the constantly we are watching those type of videos on our phone, that is also, we are happy, we are in a way spending the time with a person, whether it's a blogger or whether it's a person, that type of video he is posting is affecting us. We are happy to be in that person's company. That is also, you know, when we say be in a good company, it doesn't only necessarily mean physically, but in the world that we are in, the phone, mobile phone, even in on those things, the people who we watch, the people who we listen to, them also, that also affects our heart. Then if they are the people of the dunya, dunya will come into the heart. If they are people of the Quran, people of salah, people of ibadah, and close to Allah, then that will affect us. And the shaitan is very clever. Shaitan says, you know, we need to these videos for Islamic videos. So how many, I don't know, how much time is spent on these videos and how much time is wasted? Do you understand? It makes us lazy. It makes us lazy. We stop making effort. We think we can listen to the bayans and we can get hidayah lying down on the phone just listening to the bayans. It stops us making the effort, going to the masjid, going to the bayan and sitting in front of the scholar. So sometimes the hidayah, see the time of the Prophet, the hidayah that is spread is through effort. It's the person who's delivering the speech is making the effort. And the people who are coming to the speech and coming to the bayan, we are making the effort to attend this speech. Now today we don't attend many of the speeches because we've got it all on the phone. But we think, or we maybe delusionally, we think that, oh, it's going to give me hidayat. the Prophet Sahaba, they sat with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they stayed in the company of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They want dunya, تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيا. The people, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stay with the people that you are staying around. Don't stay with the people who seek the worldly benefits. زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They just want the beauty of this world. They just want the world. Their maqsad is the world. The meaning of the life is the world. The objective is the world. If the person whose objective is the world, he will do anything to gain the world. He will seek the world. There's two hirs. Hirs is, you know, greed. It says two hirs, when Prophet says the hadith, two greed. You cannot content and you cannot make it go away. Person has two greed or two things that he wants, he will acquire it. No matter what comes in the way, he will make sure you acquire. One, it's a good lalach and good hirs, which is a hirs of knowledge. If you want to seek knowledge, and if you have the shauq, you have the zeal to seek knowledge, you will acquire it no matter what hardship you have to go through. And the other person is a zeal of the world, hirs of this world, hirs of dunya. Once you want dunya, you will never have the sifat of qana'at. Qana'at is one of the greatest qualities that a person can be given from the ni'mas of Allah ta'ala, qana'at. You can never gain qana'at if your objective is the world. Qana'at, contentment. A person's heart is content. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa al-ghina ghina al-arad." Ghina, you know, being rich or being, you know, wealthy, is not about having many wealth, a lot of wealth. To acquire wealth, that is not a person who is wealthy. A wealthy person, walakin al-ghina ghina nafs. If your nafs is content, he's the most wealthiest person. No, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ. Another hadith, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَتَى. Oh, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَامُ. A successful is that believer. He's successful. Allah Ta'ala's Prophet says he's successful. مَنْ أَسْلَمْ, who believes in, he has Islam, he has a religion, follows the religion. وَقَنَّعَهُ. And then he says, وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا. And he is given sustenance. Allah Ta'ala has given him sustenance, kafafan, sufficient sustenance to live a life. He has a roof over his head, food on the table. He has clothes to keep him away from, you know, the cold and the warm weather. He has clothes to cover himself. And waruziqa kafa'an, waqanna'ahu Allah. And he has qana'at. Qana'at is the sifat qana'at, contentment. He is content with what Allah has given him. When Allah gives us something, qana'at, then that person says, qad afla, he is successful. Because if you don't have qana'at, you can be a millionaire, we can be a billionaire, acquiring 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a year. If we don't have qana'at, even that will not be sufficient. We will want more. Insan, human, it says in a hadith, that if insan, Ibn Adam was given one valley of gold, he will acquire for a second. We have one house, we acquire for the second one. We need a bigger house, we have a car, which is sufficient, which will do enough for our daily, you know, necessities it fulfills, but then we desire for another one. If he has two valleys of gold, you will desire for a third. Qana'at, a millionaire cannot be happy and content. We can be a billionaire if you don't have qana'at. When a person has qana'at, when you have qana'at, that contentment, you will be happy with whatever Allah has given us. We will be sufficient. One of the things that lead us to depression, mental health, is because a person is not happy with what he has. He is looking at other people. We don't have a meaning of life. We look at and we differentiate, or we look at other people's life. We live according to other people's life. We'll never be happy. Person becomes depressed. We are trying to follow other people. Be happy with what we have. When we're trying to live a life someone else, it's not our life, it's someone else's life we are trying to live. We are doing things because other people are doing it. This is going to get the person depressed. You can go on the holidays because other people are going on there. He's got this car, I'm going to have that car. I must have the car. He has this job, I must have this job. He has a house, I must. We are doing or living a life according to other people. This leads to depression because you will never maybe gain or reach the level. And we get depressed. You have, you know, problems. Because we are living a life according to, we don't have qana'at. Qana'at, you can have nothing in the world. Lays ghina, says qanna. Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, there's a dua he taught. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Ya Allah, give me qana'at from the sustenance that you give me. Give me qana'at. Give me sufficient sustenance that will give me contentment, and I will be content with what I have. And we will never, and then look at other people. We try to compare. Or we maybe expect or compare. When we try to compare our lives, we don't do that to deen, we do that in dunya. The Sahaba, they would do that in deen. There's nothing wrong doing it in deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, the rich, the poor Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, these rich people, they are giving sadaqah, zakat, and they are going ahead of us in a'mal, in actions. We cannot reach them, we are poor. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after every salah, read the three tasbihat. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. And then the rich people, the rich sahaba, they found out, the wealthy sahaba. And then the poor sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, even the wealthy sahaba are doing this. So they had a competition or competing each other in deen. Today we are competing each other in dunya. And when a person competes, another person in dunya, we will be deprived from this sifat of qana'at. Another Prophet ﷺ's beautiful dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'inna tu'minu bi liqa'ik wa tarda bi qada'ik wa tarda bi qada'ik wa taqna'u bi 'ata'ik wa taqna'u bi 'ata'ik. Nafs mutma'in, the nafs that we have, the desire, we make it content. There are three types of nafs, nafs ammara, nafs lawwama, and nafs mutma'inna. And to gain nafs mutma'inna, the Prophet has Allahu given Akbar, us this dua that he has taught.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
finishing over the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us is Allahumma inni as'aluka نفسا بك مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وترضى بقضائك وتقنع بعطائك نفس مطمئنة. To gain this nafs mutmainna, content. There's three types of nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu, the bad nafs. Then you get the between. Wala uqsimu bin nafsi lawwama. The third nafs is ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. To gain the nafsa mutmainna, to be content. The person who has qana'at is one of the. Ya, oh Allah, I ask you for that nafs, that desire that is mutmain. And that three qualities of nafs mutmainna is tu'minu bi liqa'ik. It has iman on meeting and standing in front of you tomorrow. Our objective, when a person makes it hereafter, and we know we are going to meet the Rabb, that nafs will become mutma'in, and we will not cry or become upset over the loss of this world, because the objective is the hereafter. Number two is, تُؤْمِنُ وَتَرَضَى بِقَضَائِكَ. The qadha, whatever Allah has decreed upon us, we are pleased. That nafs is pleased. Good and bad is from Allah. The life is not all about having good and getting everything how we want. It's qadha, radha bil qadha. We are pleased with whatever Allah has decreed for us. Qadha, we are, that nafs is mutma'in with the qadha of Allah. And wataqna'u bi'ata'ik. And the third quality of nafs mutma'inna is whatever Allah has granted us. It is content. The nafs, when it's content with what we have, this nafs is nafs mutmainna, and it will be to ya ayyuha nafs mutmainna, go into and enter into Jannah. This is a nafs that we need to work on, where we are happy with Allah's decree, we are also happy with what Allah has granted us, and we are content instead of looking at other people's life and following other people. Be content with what we have, and inshallah this will give us the quality, or bring the quality of shukr in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sifat of qana'at and give us the happiness and the qualities that the nafsi mutma'inna needs to have. May Allah ta'ala grant us nafsi mutma'inna. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just one announcement that, as we know, it's been announced before that tomorrow inshallah after dhuhr salah we have a program where everyone will be given chance inshallah to perform qira'at or nasheed. We still have, if those still have, want to take this opportunity inshallah tomorrow, just for, you know, normal, it's not like a competition. Anyone who wants to maybe show their talent with Quran recitation, even nasheed inshallah tomorrow after dhuhr, we will have this program in our masjid. All brothers are requested to participate. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله الذي سهل طريق السعادة للسالكين وأنار سبيل الهدى للعالمين ودعا أحبابه الأبرار لزيارة بيته فلبوا دعوته مسرعين وفارقوا لأجل رضاه الأهل والبنين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا رسول الله صادق الوعد الأمين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته أيها المسلمون فيا سعادة من وفقه الله لحج بيته الحرام واجتمع هناك بإخوانه المؤمنين الذين أتوا من جميع بقاء الأرض مهللين مكبرين خاشعين لله خاضعين قائلين بصوت يرقق القلوب ويرضي علام الغيوب لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك وسعديك والخير كله في يديك هناك تشعر بلذة كبرى حين ترى الناس قد أفاضوا إلى بيت كسي بالمهابة والإجلال فعند رؤيته رفعوا أصواتهم بتكبير الله الكبير المتعال وطافوا بالبيت العتيق سبعا واستداروا وضجت منهم الأصوات بالدعوات كلما داروا ولاذوا بمولاهم من النار واستجاروا وهو الذي يجير ولا يجار هنالك في الأماكن الطاهرة الزاهرة هنالك في البقاع المقدسة الباهرة هنالك عند بيت الله للعزة قف خاشعا خاضعا ذليلا وقل قوله إبراهيم وإسماعيل عليهما السلام ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم هنالك تشعر بعظمة الإسلام وبعزة الإيمان وبالتسابي بين المسلمين فترى الغني والفقير والأمير والحقير الكل سواء لا فضل لأحد على أحد ولا سلطان لأحد على أحد وترى التعاطف والتراحم والتعاون والتعارف فهذا مصري وهذا هندي وهذا جابي وهذا رومي كلهم على قلب واحد ولهجة صادقة يؤدون العبادة لمولاهم العلي الكبير وهم معترفون بشدة الافتقار إليه والعجز والتقصير واعلموا أن الحج المبرور وهو الذي لا رفث فيه ولا فسوق ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. وروى البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. وروى مالك والبخاري ومسلم وغيرهم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما، والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. وروى الطبراني في الأوسط عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن هذا البيت دعامة من دعائم الإسلام، فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فهو ضامن على الله، فإن مات أدخله الجنة، وإن رده إلى أهله رده بأجر وغنيمة. وروى البيهقي بإسناد حسن عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ينزل الله كل يوم على حجاج بيته الحرام 20 و100 رحمة، 60 للطائفين، 40 للمصلين، 20 للناظرين. وروى الإمام أحمد وابن ماجه بإسنادين صحيحين عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: صلاة في مسجدي هذا خير من 1000 صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام، وصلاة في المسجد الحرام أفضل من 100,000 صلاة فيما سواه. فبادروا عباد الله إلى تأدية فريضة الحج ما استطعتم لذلك سبيلا، ولا تؤخروا مع القدرة كي لا يأخذكم الله أخذا وبيلا، ولا يغرنكم الشيطان بالتأخير، فإنكم لا تدرون متى يكون المصير. وقال الله تعالى: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على 5: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، والحج وصوم رمضان. ولا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وبلده والناس أجمعين. والمسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه، وثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان: من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما، ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله، ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار. ومن تمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله 100 شهيد. ومن أكل طيبا وعمل في سنة وأمن الناس بوائقه دخل الجنة. وتركتم فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا بما تمسكتم بهما: كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم إن بعدهم قوما يشهدون ولا يستشهدون، ويخونون ولا يؤتمنون، وينذرون ولا يفون، ويظهر فيهم السمن. وإذا رأيتم الذين يسبوا أصحابي فقولوا: لعنة الله على شركم، ولو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا، ولكنه أخي وصاحبي. وإن الله جعل الحق على لسان عمر وقلبه، ولكل نبي رفيق، ورفيقي في الجنة عثمان. وإن عليا مني وأنا منه، وهو هو ولي كل مؤمن والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة اللهم إني أحبهما فأحبهما وأحب من يحبهما وفاطمة بضعة مني وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة وسيد الشهداء حمزة اللهم اغفر للعباس وبلده واجعل الخلافة باقية في عقبه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي الشام وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا ومالنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا ولا تسلب نعمتك عنا وكن معنا حيث كنا آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وجل وتم أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صفحے سی جو مکمل فرما لے مین مل کر کھا لے رہے درمیان میں خلا ہو اس کو پہلے مکمل کر لے پلیز کمپلیٹ دا سوس اینڈ سٹریٹ ان دا روز میکنگ شور دیئر نو گیپس ان بٹوین اللہ اکبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وسلم والسلام ولم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.